I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast Magic Round. It is up and running. Two cracking games last night. The first one, the Newcastle Knights and the Canterbury Bulldogs. I was anticipating the Doggies to win this one. I don't think they played poorly, but the Newcastle Knights, they just needed a win. They needed to get a W on the board. Seven on the trot. They managed to win this one. I thought they looked better than what they had the last few weeks. It wasn't an overly impressive performance. 16-6 over Canterbury. I thought that Matty Burton in the first half, he was sensational, keeping the Canterbury Bulldogs in this game. His kicking game was just on another level. Some of the kicks he was putting in, very, very impressive. I thought for the Newcastle Knights, I thought KP, an improved performance. I thought Brabham Best was really strong in this game too. Came up with some big plays in this one. And of course, as per usual, David Clemmer was an absolute monster in this one. I think you could see how important it was to bring Mitch Barnett back into this side. Played 80 minutes straight up, ran for 146 metres, had 7 tackle breaks, 3 offloads, 30 tackles. He was huge, Mitch Barnett as well. So congratulations to the Newcastle Knights and the Newcastle Knights faithful as well. It has been a brutal 2 months for you guys. So back in the winner's circle, hopefully the Knights, they can build off the back of that W. The second game, I did not see this coming at all. I thought this one would be close, but I thought Manly would get the job done. Brisbane, wow. What an impressive performance. And this is one that they can really build off the back of. 38-0 over the Manly Seagulls, featuring Tommy Turbo, featuring Ola Kawatu. I mean, yes, missing Josh Schuster, which is a big loss for them. Missing, you know, a couple of the centres. But I think the guys that they brought in for them are probably better anyway. Missing Jason Saab, but I think Tui Pilotu has been sensational. So no real excuses here for the Manly Seagulls to lose this one, let alone lose this one 38-0. Very worrying signs for the Manly Seagulls. Brisbane, Adam Reynolds, wow, what a performance. The chip over the top is, that's one of the best tries of the year. I absolutely love that. If it was anyone else but Adam Reynolds, you would almost say that the chip was so perfect that he mishit it. But knowing the touch that Rendigity has, this is the sort of stuff that he's capable of doing. Selwyn Cobbo with a huge performance, 3 tries, 2 off kicks, 1 off an intercept, a pretty bang average ball from Dylan Walker that he shouldn't have thrown. But that's what happens when you get desperate. An incredible performance by the Brisbane Broncos, and one that was really well suited for Magic Round in Brisbane. Great to see. I didn't see it coming, but wow, what a performance. I played Selwyn Cobbo on my classic side, made a last-minute decision to do so, and thank God. If you're one of those people that brought in Turbo or Garrick, or you brought in Turbo and Garrick, that is one of the great kicks in the dick of all time. Do feel for you. That would have been a very, very tough watch. Couple of times, Turbo put himself in positions where it looked like he was going to do something, and the Brisbane defense would just swallow him up. He also knocked the ball on over the line when he could have scored. So it could have been a different story, but that's the way that Supercoach goes sometimes. And of course, Ben Trbojevic, I brought him in this week. I'm sure a number of people did. I think it was like 50% brought him in or something. Unfortunately, it looks like he has done an AC joint. So we might not see him for a couple of weeks. But hopefully, he can be back for round 13. But we'll have to wait and see what NRL Physio says about that one, because another cheapie that a lot of people have brought in that now might miss a couple of weeks and is going to be taking up a roster spot on the bench. I know that I have him and Isaiah Tass. I know that some people have Billy Smith. I know that some people have Sean Russell still. So a tough little gig there. Let's move into the previews for this afternoon. Three games coming your way. We've got the Warriors and the Bunnies at 3 o'clock, the Titans and the Dragons at 5:30, and then the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers, 7:45, 2020 Grand Final replay. Cannot wait for this one. Despite a few guys being out, I think there's going to be a couple of twists and turns that are going to make this one very exciting. Now, for me, the first game of the week, the Warriors and the Rabbitohs, the Warriors coming off, I would say, possibly the most disappointing performance in the franchise's history. There's obviously been games where they've lost by more, for example, the Melbourne Storm, but to get done by 19 points when you're playing against 12 for, you know, 60-odd minutes, and to play against 11 for 10-odd minutes, very, very disappointing for the Warriors. I'm expecting a big bounce back here. I'm actually taking them for the upset. I spoke about it on the Fifth and Dribble podcast during the week. Since then, Wade Egan and Ewan Aitken have been ruled out. Somehow they've come in a little bit. I'm not sure how, but I just think South Sydney missing Cam Murray is going to be massive. They're already struggling through the middle. They're going to lose their link man through the middle. Cody Nicarima will come into this side, which will be handy against his former club, but they know him inside out, and he's still finding his way in this South Sydney Rabbitohs team, or he's going to start finding his way to play his first game. So I think the Warriors are a really good shot to pull an upset here. I actually think the Warriors, and this sort of stuff burnt me last year with New Zealand, but I think there's a really good chance that they can pick up a few W's leading into their bye. They got the Bunnies this afternoon. Then I think they go Dragons, Newcastle. I think that they would look at the next 3 weeks and go, you know what, if we can rebuild ourselves, these are three games we could win. Since I made that call about the Warriors winning, Ewan Aitken has been ruled out, and Wade Egan has been ruled out. So two big losses there, but they bring back in Montoya to this side, who isn't a superstar, but he's just an experienced outside back that will help them defensively. It's been a very young back line the last few weeks, so I think that will definitely help. Also, the big plus is Tohu Harris. He is their equivalent of Adal Finucane. I think that I spoke to Ewan Aitken after he got ruled out yesterday about their middles, and he sort of said that AFB and Lodge, they are fuming after last week. It was a bit of an awkward place to be in the Warriors dressing room after. So I'm expecting the Warriors to come out with a big performance. My same game multi for this one, and there is a bit of value here, obviously. I have got Reece Walsh is an anytime try scorer. As most of you know, I'm bringing him in Supercoach this week. Bit of a pod play there, but I believe he's going to have a big 3 weeks. So I have got Reece Walsh as an anytime try scorer into the Warriors 1-12. Reece Walsh at $3.40. 1-12 is like $4 or something along those lines. So the Warriors, you can get $9 altogether for that. It's been about, we're starting to head into double digits. I would say we are in double digits now of games since we've hit a same game multi, so we really need one to bounce back this week. I like the upset this afternoon of the Warriors. I don't think they blow South Sydney away. I think they win this one 1-12. Reece Walsh scores a try. You can get $9 for that this afternoon. Now, the second game, we've got the Gold Coast Titans taking on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. The Gold Coast Titans, good God. The Gold Coast Titans, they have shuffled the deck chairs a little bit. Jaden Campbell has come back into this side. I like that move. I can't understand why he hasn't been playing the last few weeks. St. George Illawarra, not a heap of changes here. I heard that Andrew McCulloch might be out. I think that's actually confirmed now, just having a look at team list, which means that Tyrell Sloan will come back into this side, which I think is the way they should play. Mozambi at 9. I don't think he's a 9, but I think he can do a better job at 9 than what he was at fullback realistically, so I don't mind the changes there. If they are true, they haven't been confirmed on team list yet. In fact, they've named Jaden Sullivan at 14, just having a look at the team list. Tyrell Sloan in jersey 21. So there might still be changes there. You'll probably have to stay tuned for those ones. Tariq Sims in the 13, Jack DeBellin in the front row. I am assuming that will change. Jack DeBellin has to play the 13 role for me. And you got Jack Bird back out on the edge, Amone in the 6. So this Dragons team, they're starting to look more and more like the team that I thought they probably should have been. Now, when I have a look at the Gold Coast Titans, I have made changes. As I said, Campbell's come back in, which I like. Isan Masters have come back into the centres, along with Jermaine Asako. Isan Masters, I assume he will be marking up against Moses Suli. I think he'll be on the right. I really like that for Moses Suli, and he's probably a guy that I will chuck into my same game multi. I also like Matty Fiegai. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. I think it's going to be an entertaining game where both these teams score a fair whack of points. Obviously, it is going to be wet up there, but I don't think it's going to be as wet as what we anticipated from what I've gathered up there. So there's a couple of guys that I'll be looking at for an anytime try score. I think Jaden Campbell, on his return, he'll be looking for a big performance. I don't mind him. I like Matty Fiegai in this game. Very solid winger, criminally underrated. It'll be interesting to see if the Dragons are able to hold on to him. I like Moses Suli, who I think is going to be going up against Isaac Masters, who for all of his attacking excellence, defensively he can really struggle. And then I also like the skipper Ben Hunt. So I've got the Dragons winning this one. I think this will be a game where both teams score 26-plus points. Despite the weather, I don't think it's going to be as bad as what we think, but I think both these teams will throw the pill around. There'll be a lot of errors, but I think there will also be a lot of points in this game. So I've got a multi that's coming in at $84, which is a little bit ridiculous, but I'm going to go with Matty Fiegai, Ben Hunt, and Moses Suli from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. I like all their matchups this week, and I think Ben Hunt at Suncorp will have a big performance. For the Gold Coast Titans, I'm not quite sure where their points come from, but I'm confident they're going to score a few, and I'm confident that Jaden Campbell will cross the stripe at some point. So those are my four try scorers. $84 for that same game multi. Matty Fiegai, Ben Hunt, Jaden Campbell, and Moses Suli there. Let's move to the last game, and what a cracker this is going to be. Despite Ryan Pappenhuyzen being out, which is very disappointing for the Melbourne Storm, I think there's a world, and I'm hearing rumours that they will move Cameron Munster to fullback. I think that they'll probably play Tyrant Wishart at six, maybe, and move Munster back to the one and Nick Meaney to the wing. So if you are someone...
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
That was considering going Nick Meaney in Supercoach this week. As Timmy Williams pointed out to you, don't do it. If he's not playing fullback, definitely don't fucking do it. That is an avoid. So we're going to have to see some people swapping their trades, undoing those, because that is not going to work for you. Really good game tonight. Cannot wait for this one. Melbourne, $2.15. The Penrith Panthers at $1.71, as it should be. I think a lot of people have assumed the Melbourne Storm are favourites here, but for me, Penrith's defence is just too good. I think they will win this one. If it is wet up there, which you're hearing, the later the night goes, the more wet it will get, the more torn up this field will get. I think Nathan Cleary's kicking game is just going to become more and more important. Obviously, Husey and Cam Munster, they've got good kicking games, solid kicking games, but Nathan Cleary, it's just on another level. We saw what he did in the grand final last year, and I think he can really kick Melbourne out of this game. I think it's going to be tight. I'm not expecting too many points to be scored in this one. So what I've got, my same game multi in this one, I have got the Penrith Panthers 1-12. I think they win it in a tight one. I think Nathan Cleary is probably the man of the match off his right boot again. Then I got two try scorers. I've got one from each team. I've got Cameron Munster from the Melbourne Storm. If he shifts to fullback, he's going to be lethal there. We know that the Mad Dog, he always stands up and delivers in the biggest club games of the season. So I'm expecting Munster to have a say in today's game. I think he will score a try. I think you're getting good value there. You're sort of getting 5'8 value, not fullback value there. And I would assume that he will move there at some point, or he'll shift there during the game. Even if not, good punt to take Munster at 5'8 in a game like this. My other one, he's been very quiet the last few weeks. Isaac Tungo now hasn't scored a try in a number of weeks. I think he got a penalty try against the Brisbane Broncos, which was a little bit dodgy. But outside of that, he hasn't scored in a few weeks. He is sort of struggling a little bit, but I look at the Melbourne Storm, and one of the big changes in their side is that Remus Smith has come out and Marion Seve has gone in. Seve, I think he's a solid footballer. I don't think he's great, though, and I think defensively you can catch him out, and it's going to be a huge test for him going up against that edge of Viliami Kikau, Isaac Tungo, and Jerome Luai. Normally, they play a very expansive game down that edge where quite often you'll see Tungo going the overs line and Viliami Kikau going out the back of him. I think in the wet today, they might simplify it a little bit, and I think Tungo will get plenty of opportunities. It might see Taylor May cross the line, but I'm going to back Tungo in today because he's at about $3, which is just a little bit too good value for me in that matchup. I thought during the week on Beers and Breakevens that I wasn't going to play him, just thinking that the Melbourne Storm right-hand defence would be the same as always. But once I was reminded that Remus Smith was out, I really don't mind the matchup. So I've got Isaac Tungo as an anytime try scorer, Cameron Munster as an anytime try scorer into the Penrith Panthers 1-12. You can get $27 for that one. So hopefully we can hit one of these same gamers. We've got a pretty low one to start. Then we've got a huge one in the middle of the day. And then we have got the Melbourne Storm and Panthers game to finish. To be honest with you, that last game, I'd be happy not to bet on it. Just be happy to watch it because I think it's going to be an absolute cracker. Magic round, hopefully the weather stays okay and we do get to see some entertaining footy, especially this afternoon where I've tipped the Warriors to pull off a huge upset against the South Sydney Rabbitohs in the first game. Hopefully all the natives in the crowd keep it together as well. Some of those videos from last night, I think I saw YKTR Sports sharing some of them. Good God, it looked like absolute chaos in the stands there. A group of young blokes taking on a group of older blokes, and the old boys, they've seen a couple of winters and they absolutely gave it to the young fellas. So hopefully no more of that in the crowd today, as much as I selfishly do enjoy watching it on social media, obviously. But hopefully it's all about the footy today. Hopefully your super coach sides do well. If you're on the Reece Walsh train, I had a look at the stats last night. 200 people have brought in Reece Walsh with me. 201. So myself and 200 other people have brought in Reece Walsh this week. So fingers crossed he can get a W and a big performance in against the South Sydney Rabbitohs this afternoon off the back of Turbo going like an absolute busted arsehole. If the Reece Walsh play comes off, it would be absolutely massive, the Sabo.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.